welcome to everyone. We have Glenn and Ken, Philip, Olga, Rob, and Wolf on the call. I'm going to go ahead and start. Possibly a few others will join us shortly. This should be a relatively brief meeting. Any concerns with the agenda? Okay, then I'll move right through the agenda quickly. Stop me if I move too quickly. The OSC charter approval, I sent a motion that I distributed to the list to the council for approval of the charter. I did that on the 30th of December. You can see the motion either on the Word attachment that Rob sent or the one that's posted on the OSC wiki. Our main purpose today is just to do a final confirmation of the documents that we have out there right now, and that includes, of course, the OSC charter that was proposed for approval in my motion. And Olga, thank you for seconding that motion. That included the work team rules that we added, the statement of interest language from the PPSC, and then we added the interim chairs in there as well, as discussed in the meeting that a few people attended on the 22nd. So we named Ken Stubbs as interim chair of the Genoso Ops work team, Olga as interim chair for the constituency stakeholder group operations work team, and then Mason Cole as the interim chair of the communications work team. Any concerns about any of those issues? Okay. The message to solicit the work team members was finalized, at least from our perspective. Rob also included the draft of that in his 22 December email. Thanks, Rob, for all of those things. Then on the 30th of December, I sent Jeff Newman a copy of that and asked him to, you know, see if there's any comments from the PPSC. He in turn forwarded it to the PPSC list. I'm on that list and haven't seen any discussion on the list. They have a meeting on Wednesday, so I'm presuming that by Wednesday we should know for sure whether they're okay with that particular draft. As far as our next meeting, hopefully not later than after the council meeting on Thursday, we'll have that invitation being sent out as widely as possible to start forming the work groups. Any discussions on the invitation?
Chuck, I have a question.
Sure.
How is this invitation being distributed? I mean, among which group it is, or it's only I can communicate wider? How do you plan, or who is planning to do this communication approach?
Sure. A good question. If you look at the beginning of the invitation, you'll see that it says to be circulated to the GNSO, GNSO Council. I think that means the council list.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Bertrand.
Oh, Bertrand, welcome.
Sorry, it was hard to get through.
Okay, all right. Well, we're just almost to the end of the agenda, so we've moved very quickly. Basically, Bertrand, what we've done is just kind of summarize what has happened and see if anybody has any concerns about any of the documents that Rob had distributed. And we're talking right now about the invitation to join work groups. And Olga just asked how that will be circulated. And I pointed out that at the top of the draft invitation, there's a little parenthetical that's there that says it'll be circulated to the GNSO. That means the GNSO council list, I think. The GNSO liaison list, and I'll let Glenn talk about who's on that. To the GAC, to the ALAC, GAC and ALAC mailing list. To the GAC and ALAC secretariats, and post it as announcement on the ICANN and GNSO web pages. First of all, let me ask Glenn to talk about the liaison list, if you would.
Yes, thank you, Chuck. The liaison list is a list that is set up, and each constituency has chooses to have whoever they want on that list, so that those are the people who are responsible for distributing any notice that goes out on that list. In that way, we know that we touch all the constituencies.
Now, the invitation is not intended to be restricted to just GNSO, Olga, which I think is
okay.
One of your questions.
That's
so
my question. Yeah.
If anybody has any suggestions for other lists or places to post the invitation, please speak up so that we can add those.
Okay. Thank you.
And, of course, anybody on this committee can forward it on whoever you like. It's a fully open, the work team should be fully open. The only thing that we've been trying to encourage is that people only join one work team, so that we don't have scheduling conflicts, because they're pretty much going to have to overlap at some times, the meetings. Anything else on the invitation?
Chuck, it's Wolf.
Go ahead, Wolf.
I have a question with regards to the people. We are looking for, as being participants to the working team. So the invitation is very broad and is inviting all of people of the whole community to work with. And on the other hand, in the work team rules, we are looking forward to receive some statements of interest, which makes more transparent what is the background of the people. So my question is regarding that. What are we looking for with regard to those statements of interest? And do we have any, let me say, criteria with regard to the background of the people which we are going to mirror against the statements of interest? What is the real target with regard to the statements of interest?
Good question. Well, first of all, the need for statement of interest is mainly, in my opinion, for just being upfront and communicating what interests individual members may have. The fact that somebody has interest should not be a disqualifying item at all. If we did that, we probably wouldn't get any volunteers.
Yeah.
Or very few. So don't look at the statement of interest as disqualifying, but rather just being upfront that people do have interests, and so that everyone's aware of that. In most cases, especially for participants that have been around for a while, most of us know what the interests are. But it's just a matter of putting those on the table so that it's in writing. Does that answer the question? And as far as qualifications, we haven't specified the qualifications in any of the work team charters of members. They probably will vary by the work team, and hopefully that'll be resolved through self-selection. Obviously, one we've talked about that's in the OSC area is the constituency and stakeholder work team, because that one is going to be really helpful to have some people from existing constituencies that have gone through some of the lessons learned that we've come across, and I think that'll be especially helpful there. Obviously, on the GNSO ops team, it's going to be helpful for some people with some council experience, and even if they've just mainly observed the council activity again, so that lessons learned can be taken advantage of, and so forth. At the same time, we're not going to restrict it to just people who have had council experience. Because it'll be good to have new thoughts. And, of course, the communication one has a different level of expertise. Does that help?
But the only question is, how are you going to, or how do we intend to handle those SOIs? So that means, is it going to be made public, or is it going to be discussed within our group or board? What's the reason behind?
They would be made public, at least on the OSC list.
Okay.
And our OSC list is public, so that would happen. Glenn, do you want to add anything to that?
Thank you, Chuck. Usually if there is some sort of report or resume of all the proceedings of the group, then that each SOI is put into a URL, and they are published under the heading, under the report heading, or on the website. They are all gathered together.
Okay.
If you go to Fast Flux, for example, you will find that there is a URL pointing to the statements of interest of all the people on the Fast Flux group.
Okay. Thank you.
Good questions for clarification, Volt. Thanks for asking those. Anything else on the invitation? Okay. The next item 8 then on the agenda, and by the way, I will follow up to make sure that this gets sent out, working with Rob and Ken and Glenn, as well as Jeff and Jay Scott on the DPSC side, and Avery on the council. So I suspect that what'll happen is that that'll all happen after the council meeting on Thursday. The last item then, other than any other business, is the next meeting, and I'm not really seeing any need at this time to schedule a next meeting at this point. I think the next point of action will be once we are pretty close to having the work team established, and there may be a need for us to talk about that. What I'd like to suggest is that we will still use this time for scheduling on Mondays for a meeting, but that we just hold off and schedule our next meeting once we have a specific need for our involvement. Are there any objections to that?
No, at all. I agree.
Okay. Is there anybody else want to comment? Is that okay? Anybody opposed to that?
No.
Okay. Any other business? Okay. Hey, let me thank all of you.
Excuse me, Chuck. I'm a bit mistaken here. I mean, it's 3 o'clock in Paris here, and I thought that the meeting time was 2 UTC. So you're finishing now?
Yes, we are. I had indicated when I sent out the agenda that I thought it would be a very brief meeting. We mainly wanted to have a live chance for anybody else to comment or ask questions on the documents that were sent out on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a couple good questions asked and some clarification provided. Are you aware of anything else we need to be working on, Bertrand?
Yeah, no, there was only one question, but I was not mistaken. I mean, the meeting started at 3 and 2. That's right. I made no mistake.
No,
sure.
You did not.
Okay, so you've been sorry. No, I just had one question.
Go ahead.
And sorry if I was on holiday during that period, so I didn't come back to you earlier. I had just one question. One of the charters for the teams. As one specific provision that is different from the others is the GNSO operations teams, the GOT, and in the calendar and timetables, it is the only one that basically mentions an ICANN board endorsement for the timetables, whereas the others are doing an OSC endorsement. And I was wondering whether there was any specific reason for that. We didn't have the opportunity to mention that. In the last version that I have, that was circulated, it says a timeline will need to be developed for council approval and ICANN board endorsement.
And the reason for that, and I'll let Rob jump in if he wants to add anything there, the primary reason for that, as I recall, is that the GNSO operations team has to cover some things like the GNSO rules of procedure that we use, and those really need to be in place.
Okay, so I have no problem. That's the only clarification I wanted to know. I was wondering whether there was a specific reason, and
yeah,
there is one. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one that we kind of have to push along a little bit because of the June target that the board has asked for.
Okay.
Anything
Fine.
Else? Good question.
Nope.
And that is really the purpose of this meeting, to see if there were any clarifying questions. Any other business?
Yes, I have a question, Chuck.
Okay.
Guess that the motion passed next in our next call in GNSO Council.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the timing for the sending the invitation and all the process? When it starts?
Well, I personally am going to push for the invitation going out not later than Thursday after the council meeting.
Okay. 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 And the groups could be start their meetings by like when?
Friday.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. As soon as possible.
I'm to organize the timing in the year.
And I will be trying, and I know that Rob and Ken and Glenn will in support of that. I think it'll be incumbent upon us to try and push that along and encourage that to happen as quickly as possible. We've been, I think most of us have communicated with our constituencies. Philip, in the case of the BC, is ahead of the game in terms of selecting people for the team. And it's going to be very important for each of us within the groups we're in to get the message out and encourage volunteers as soon as possible. It would be really helpful if within a couple weeks we could have enough of a nucleus in each of the teams to go ahead and have the interim chairs getting started. Now, one of the things that we have as an advantage here by establishing some interim chairs from the OSC, we can also use them to keep things moving.
Okay.
Great. Anything else?
Sure.
Well, again, thanks for the quick work that we've been able to do on this. That was attributable to all of you as team members. And please do what you can in the groups where you have influence to get volunteers and to get this thing moving as quickly as possible. That is the end of our meeting, and if I account for the delay waiting for people to get on at the beginning, we did it in about 20 minutes. It's okay with me. If no one objects, we will adjourn.
Very good. Thanks, everybody.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you,
Chuck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.